So then finally, this very beautiful paragraph. Those of you who are familiar with this book will know this paragraph very well. It's one of the most important paragraphs in this precious book. It's teaching us the very essence of what it means to be a Dharma practitioner, someone who's following Buddha's teachings. Basically, Dharma practice is quite simple, so we manage to make it incredibly complicated, but it's basically quite simple. All we need to do is receive correct Dharma teachings by listening to qualified teachers or by reading authentic books. So this is the first step. All we need to do is receive correct instructions. So any of our Kadampa books, for example, are Buddha's teachings. They're correct instructions. So we either listen or we read for ourselves. That's first step, correct instructions. Second step, then mix our mind with these teachings by meditating on them. So as you know, there's different ways of meditating. One way of meditating is contemplating. We contemplate the meaning from the heart. So when we read a paragraph such as this, we mix our mind with the teaching through contemplation and meditation. Whenever we listen to teachings or read Dharma books, we should develop a correct aspiration or motivation concerning each subject and maintain this aspiration with single-pointed focus. We need to cultivate virtuous aspirations, such as the wish to take the real essence of our human life. Wonderful. What an amazing virtuous aspiration. The wish to take the real essence or meaning of our human life. Or renunciation, the wish to permanently liberate ourselves from suffering, and bodhicitta, the wish to permanently liberate others from suffering by our attaining Buddhahood. If we meditate on these aspirations continuously, that means meditation means familiarize your mind with these aspirations. So we have to cultivate the aspiration by listening to or reading correct instructions, mixing that instruction with our mind, and then focusing on virtuous aspirations. If we meditate on these aspirations continuously, eventually they will arise spontaneously in our mind. That means, for example, if we take wishing to take the real essence of our human life, when that wish, that aspiration arises spontaneously, we'll never waste a moment. Not a moment of our mind will we waste in meaningless activity, because each moment of our mind as a human being who's met Buddha Dharma is so precious to us. We would feel such loss wasting even one moment. Training in this way is the very essence of Dharma practice. So this paragraph is very important. If you have the time or the opportunity or the wish, shall I say, please look up this paragraph and think about it in terms of your own life and your own Dharma practice.